The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
I can't even believe the first hour's over, dude. And those that are just tailgating all weekend.
They're waiting for this.
We're sorry. It's all the time that we've been allotted.
You know, but I do want to encourage you folks, if you want to listen to Sons of Liberty 24 hours a day, you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. On the right-hand side of the screen, you go to listen. On the GCN icon there, we are streaming 24 hours a day.
You know what's interesting? Heather told me this. Sons of Liberty, the organization is over 200 years old, the name that's been used.
Yep.
We're on the top.
Yeah.
That's how many people have been listening to the Sons of Liberty on a nationwide basis.
You got it.
We are the number one show. On Saturday, from 4 to 6, Central Standard Time Zone.
That's right.
Right?
Number one listen to.
On the Patriot.
You got it.
All the way from coast to coast, from Texas to Minnesota.
Doesn't matter where you're at.
No.
The number one show, 2 to 3 on the Patriot.
Hey, folks, just a side note. Yesterday I did a Google search again because I'm always in the middle of something. And if I'm not, listen, I'm not putting myself there. I'm always pulled into it for some reason. Because that's what
sometimes
the truth
you
does.
Get invited there, even.
Really? I mean, well, I think it's just a lot of libs that finally found someone that believes what he says.
That's right.
And I went to one article, and I remember at the very end of it, and he said of Bradley Dean, he said of all, what did he say? Of all of his listeners, namely two. In other words, he was saying I have two listeners every week. And I, folks, I mean, it's interesting that these people have put me on the front page of their magazine. It's interesting.
For two listeners,
and they put me in a five-page article, and I think there's probably 10 articles on me just from them. And if they're the two, I appreciate them.
Well, maybe
I'll tell you what, because they got some people kicking the radio station to want to listen to us. And thank you for the opportunity of preaching the gospel.
That's right.
For real, because Jesus said, where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men.
Him and the editor of his publication.
Yeah. But in all sincerity to them people that continuously badger me, I really do believe at the end of the day, a lot of you are going to be pulled out from where you're at because you're just looking to see if I really mean what I say. You really want to just know if God is who he says he is. And I really want to tell you in all sincerity because I really do love you regardless from my heart. I'm not offering lip service, folks, but I really do love you by what I do because if I didn't, I couldn't endure some of the things that you say because really to the left, some of the things that you say, it's hurtful. That's all I want to tell you.
And that's the
but I love you enough to stay the course because I do believe in him and I see him answer my prayers. And you're the reason I do what I do just as much as those on the right. Mm-hmm. I want you to understand that. Let's go back to this point really quick so we can jump onto the topic of abortion. Did you know that the average child molester will molest 50 girls before getting caught and convicted? A child molester that seeks out boys will molest 150 boys before being caught and convicted, and he will commit at least 280 sexual crimes in his lifetime. The standard pedophile will commit 117 sexual crimes in their lifetime. Most sexual abuse happens between the ages of 7 and 13 years old. Sit down for this one, folks, or if you're driving, this one's going to blow you away. There are over 491,720 registered sex offenders in the United States. Can you believe that? That's how much your government cares about you. That's how much you care about your country to tolerate your government to leave off justice in your country. 491,720 registered sex offenders in the United States. Keep your kids in the house, folks. Or at least go outside with the stick in your hand and let the predators know because you can't go online to find out where they're at and call them out until they move out.
Isn't they made
crazy?
The choice. You didn't.
That's
folks.
Right. Folks, if you want to check that out, it's registeredofferslist.org. Registeredofferslist.org. One more point. This is also going to blow you away. I mean, I don't even know how to say this. This is how bad this is. An organization uses Penn State rape scandal as opportunity for, are you ready for this, folks? Anti-gay speech.
I mean, wow, whoa.
No, wait a second. In a time like this, you have these people that are worried about anti-gay speech. No, 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 wait. To the gay community, listen to what I'm telling you. 17 kids were just violated. Why are you trying to protect yourself in this particular situation?
Right.
Why?
Where's the anti? Who's the anti?
What about the kids? It says in this particular article, it says the child molestation scandal at Penn University has raised questions about the problems of idolizing successful college athletic programs to the point where university students feel justified in a violent demonstration in defense of a coach fired for keeping quiet about the alleged crimes of his former assistant coach charged with sexually abusing boys in 15 years. Okay? Next one. One organization has managed to turn the conversation away from both football and child molestation.
Oh, really?
No, no, no. Wait a second. Nobody cares about football.
That's right.
Folks, nobody cares about the game right now. Didn't you see what happened in Penn State today? They had a common, they came back to their senses and they gave a silent moment for the victims of the pedophile. Homosexual crimes called a pederast against these kids. And yet you're still trying to push these up forward? This is incredible. It goes on. It says conversations away from both football and child molestation. This individual, I'm not going to say his name, was considered a hate group. They're reporting this individual to turn it on those that have committed the crimes as a hate group. Folks, can I ask you a question? Is it hate to stop a criminal from violating an innocent fatherless boy? Because that's what this article is promulgating, that it's hate to call out the offender in this situation. How far will this go? You have in New York right now, folks, some sick-minded individuals that are trying to advocate bestiality in a school curriculum in New York City. Masturbation, anal sex, anything and everything. I've said this before and I'll say it again. There's no line drawn in the sand for these people, folks, because they don't understand no, because America doesn't love their country enough to magnify the law that says no, that's a crime. And in this situation, when you start to defend, as it says here, yourselves against those that are committing crimes against little children, I say this, you're walking on dangerous water. You're walking on very dangerous water when you begin to promulgate this kind of propaganda. This is baloney. It's about the kids right now, folks. It's about the kids. That kind of stuff jacks me up. Did you want to add
to it? It shows there. I want to read this.
It's just incredible. Heather, what did you just post?
Ministry uses Penn State rape scandal as opportunity for anti-gay speech. Okay, first of all, the man was a sodomite. That's what he was. Those were his crimes. If he's not a sodomite, then what were his crimes?
Yeah,
he's raping little boys. Where is all of the love for the little boys in this article? Instead, it's accusing a ministry.
That's right.
And going straight for the throat of a Christian ministry that's standing up for the kids. I'm just wondering, homosexual press, or whoever this is, pro-homosexual press, where are you looking out for the kids?
What if that was your little brother?
They're looking after the kids, seems like same way Sandusky is. I mean, whose side are you on here? I mean, please clarify this for
us. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, anyone who molests a child is a criminal, gay or straight. Bottom line, Sandusky, in this case, he's a criminal.
Yep.
So let's point him out for what he is, yeah? And protect the kids. That's what.
Hi, I'm Brian Toohey, sitting in for Ted Baer. In the new Three Musketeers movie, the leader of the Three Musketeers, Athos, is betrayed by the Lady de Winter. In cahoots with the Duke of Buckingham, she steals Leonardo da Vinci's plans for a military airship away from Athos. Cut to young D'Artagnan traveling to Paris to join the King's Musketeers. He meets a dejected Athos, Porthos, and Aramis. Eventually, they uncover a plot by Cardinal Richelieu and Lady de Winter to embarrass the strong-willed Queen of France and eliminate her. D'Artagnan and his new friends go on a big adventure to stop them. The Three Musketeers is more like a comic book adventure. However, the acting and some exciting, sometimes unbelievable, action scenes save the day. The sword fighting is fun, and so are the characters. Though the Christian cardinal is the bad guy, the good musketeer Aramis honors Christianity several times. The Three Musketeers has some foul language, a brief innuendo, so caution's advised. You can support Movie Guide by texting the word movie to 20222 to send a $10 donation to help us continue providing movie reviews from a Christian perspective.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hello, this is Catherine with our company Spotlight. Today we want to recognize Brian Reed from Twin Cities Groutworks. Groutworks has been a leader in the tile and grout cleaning and color sealing industry since 1994. When tile is installed, rarely is grout sealed by the installer. When the grout is left untreated, the porous grout lines will quickly begin to discolor. This allows for spills, dirt, and bacteria to soak into the grout like a sponge, leaving the tile looking dirty and discolored. When I sat down with Brian, he had explained to me how Twin Cities Groutworks can restore the original color, and they can color match the grout to the tile and decor of the home. Once Twin Cities Groutworks color sealer is applied, nothing can stain the grout lines again. Twin Cities Groutworks team of professionals are highly trained experts in the tile grout restoration. So call Brian today for a free estimate and home demonstration at 612-963-6512. The Sons of Liberty Radio uses our company spotlight for those businesses who also hold our conservative values.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. How did you feel about that one? Everybody's saying, Bradley, get to the next topic. Heather, we got a producer back here. We got two individuals in the back. So when I bring something up, what they do is they begin to research it right away. And basically what it was is, in a nutshell, no, I want you to read it really quick. It was interesting that the article, in essence, basically said, no, not right now. In essence, it was saying that the homosexual communities didn't want people saying that Jerry Sandusky was committing a homosexual crime.
Yeah, against little boys.
What do you call that?
Yeah. They also see,
folks, they just want you to just black out everything to do with common sense.
Mm-hmm. They also don't. I mean, the stats that was just read earlier, they also don't want you to know that homosexuals that commit crimes against children commit them oftentimes, looks like, what, we got 150% more crimes against little children. They go beyond the call of duty, if you will, than a normal pedophile will.
What's the stat?
I just wrote it down right here. Normally, a
RegisteredOffendersList.org. RegisteredOffendersList.org. I believe that has something to do with government stats, folks.
50 girls, on average, a pedophile. 150 boys, on average, for a pederast. So there's clearly a difference in just the stats, statistically speaking, folks.
And we're seeing this across the boards. I mean, folks, what I want you to do, and a good point, because what I want to say is this to that, and the point is this, the good point is for me, is I want you folks to go to conspiracysilence.com. If you want to watch a video that someone paid $500,000 to Discovery not to play, it's the unthinkable. And it's, again, it's Boys Town from Omaha, Nebraska. Yep. And what went on there, folks, is just the unthinkable. As a matter of fact, one of the individuals is still alive to talk about it today. And he was at a party one time, and one of the guys that ran the ring, the pedophile ring, said people wouldn't believe you even if you told them.
That's right.
It's because it's the unthinkable. That was the one that was running the pedophile ring.
You know, and you also brought up a point, too, and this is what's awesome about what the media is doing right now. The media is keeping this up in the air. It's driving
Amen.
The point home.
Amen.
Because in Nebraska, for these poor children that were victimized, the media turned on the children and demonized the children,
yes,
called them liars, tried to scare them. But then you got to ask yourself, why in the world would the media do that? And then we find out later it's because the media
was a part of it.
Is a part of this child pedophile ring.
Yes, it was. In
and
that particular situation, it was. Two of them went to prison.
That's right. So that's right. Anytime justice is squelched, folks, you better bet your bottom dollar, bet it on it, that that person who's trying to squelch it is a part of.
That's right. That's right. Or continuously
practice.
Vilify or continuously question. Now, listen, I'm all for a court of justice and a proper balance.
Mm-hmm.
But don't tell me 17 kids are lying about it when there was eyewitnesses. The Bible says out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. It didn't say 17, folks.
Yep. And everybody knows this guy's guilty. Otherwise, why in the world would people be resigning?
And I'll tell you why it's going this way. It's out of hand. It's uncontrollable.
That's right.
And this is what the media, by the way, this is the proper function of the media.
That's right.
When they're doing these things, folks, mm-hmm. because this is what keeps us a just and an upright, rectified to truth and right society.
You know, I'm going to bring up a point. You're talking about the media, the First Amendment, the purpose of it. And also, too, the fact that when you have a trial by jury, the right to a trial by jury, our founders framed our Constitution, our Bill of Rights as such, because in England, these were mostly political crimes. Political crimes where a person would be brought to justice that was speaking out against the government. We're not talking about pedophiles or straight criminals or people in jail. Listen, the right to a trial by jury was meant for the fact that if somebody was innocent, but the government was coming in to try to criminalize them, the power of one person is nothing in comparison to the government.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the people of the United States said, well, wait a second. We'll give that person who's being accused by a government system the ability to a trial by jury. So in that particular case, we're not talking about criminals here. That was why it was set up. Another reason why the media was set up. The freedom of press was because if the government became so suppressive of truth and wouldn't allow you to talk about it and disseminate it amongst the colonies, which is why the Sons of Liberty started, that's why we said, no, there will always be a First Amendment.
Yeah.
No government system, bureaucracy, no matter how big it gets, can suppress the First Amendment.
You're going down another trail, but just this week, Obama is actually trying to pull the plug on free press in more than one ways. He's trying to have control of it. Folks, this guy is he's out of hand.
I wonder why he would try to control it.
He's so far out of hand, it's sick.
So he's trying to control it. Why? Because it confronts him.
It totally does, in every sense of the word, and he's losing the game. Matter of fact, I just looked at a Facebook thing. For all you Ron Paulers out there, I thought this was good humor. It said the Drudge Report, and then it had a big picture of Newt Gingrich. And then it came clear, and then all of a sudden you looked at it, and it says, Gingrich moves into third place. Except for one thing. And Gingrich is like at 3%. Romney is like at 3%. And Perry, man, you want to talk about a prop, folks? You want to talk about a plant? Is this guy, he's already hit the dust, man, in every sense of the word. But all of a sudden it says, except for one thing. And then it has Ron Paul on the bottom with a full bar up to 96% of the people following him. I just thought it was good humor. I just thought it was great. You know, I got to be honest with you. Newt Gingrich. He's for a better way of saying it, he's been married and divorced several times.
Mm-hmm. Not
and
a good
if he
example
can't be faithful
mirror.
To his wife, how is he going to be faithful to his country? That's what Scripture says. Jesus said that if you divorce and remarry, you are committing adultery if your wife or your spouse is still alive. There's no negotiating that.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to say this. If he's repentant, I'm liking what's coming out of this guy. Because he's calling it for what it is. He's going after the media. Anybody that tries to divide, he just says, no, we're not going to bow to this disunity.
No, I think
it's great. I mean, I just call me crazy, but what he's doing right now, I like what I know of Newt Gingrich. And by the way, let me say this for the record. I don't know a whole lot because the next thing I know, Newt Gingrich, by me saying this, is going to make national news too. Me and him are best buddies now, I suppose.
Yeah.
You get the point.
Well, I think
like me and Rick Santorum. By the way, hey, folks, here's a prime case in point.
News release.
Just 2 weeks ago, I just did a Google search yesterday. I check up on what people are saying every once in a while. And do you guys remember, what, 2-3 weeks back, Jake did the interview with Rick Santorum?
You weren't even in the studio.
I wasn't even here. I was in the other room, right? And I announced that Jake was going to do the interview with Rick Santorum. You know, it's all over the internet. Bradley Dean interviews Rick Santorum. All over the place. I mean, folks, they couldn't step in it any worse. And by the way, I didn't get no phone calls. No questions were asked. Folks, you cannot believe the baloney that you're hearing today. As a matter of fact, locally in Minneapolis-St. Paul, KSTP just got sued for $1 million. Mm-hmm. You know what?
Defamation.
Good for that lady that called them out for what they said because they lied about what they reported.
Yeah.
Good for her in that situation.
Yeah.
Because the media needs to be held accountable for their lies.
That's right.
Their construed stories. They're straight up vilifying. Folks, seriously, it's just getting to the point now. We got some local papers in Minneapolis. It's like they're the National Enquirer on crystal meth or something. And then what interjects into that is the heart of evil. I mean, they're just that bad.
Yeah.
There's no, folks, what I'm trying to say, no credibility at all. Zero, zilch, some of these outlets. It's sick.
And speaking of this case with KSTP, the reason it's brought up, folks, we have to protect the freedom of speech, the First Amendment. And the way that you protect that is by holding sources to be accountable. She just won $1 million, $100,000 in damages and $900,000 in punitive damages. Punitive damages are so that the source itself doesn't do it again. But what happened is KSTP willfully...
Let Heather tell the story really quick. I just had her do some homework on it really quick. Yeah. I just seen one of their signs. What is their signs? Reporting accurately?
I believe so.
That's good.
First Amendment,
that's
right?
Good. Isn't there laws that actually hold them to accountability to the fact that they got to report accurately? Mm-hmm.
You don't have the freedom to print and publish absolute lies. And
right.
In this woman's case, that's exactly what they did. And so she comes against them and said, that was a lie that damaged
right.
me. Because lies damage. Thou shalt not lie. Hello.
So people are beginning to stand up and say, you're not doing that again. You're not going to destroy my life.
That's right.
You're not going to lie about my ministry. You're not going
to
lie about what I did and what I said. Wow. Does that sound American to me or
that
what?
That is American.
Is that how you get rid of the left?
That's right.
Yes, it is. Folks, we got Heather coming right back. We're going to talk about that KSTP thing real quick, and then we're going to do the abortion thing. We got some calls. Why are they dropping off? Folks, call back in. Stay on, but stick to the topic. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we were talking about KSTP getting sued for $1 million for defamation because we were talking about the press in Minneapolis-St. Paul, and I brought in Heather real quick. She did a little research, and she's got it right in front of her. Go ahead and share with how accurate their reporting was in this situation.
Well, in March of 2009, KSTP did a report on Dr. Susan Anderson, and she's from Hudson, Wisconsin. She's a doctor of naturopathy. And they basically said that she deprescribed one of her patients from anti-anxiety medication. And as a result of that, this patient had attempted to commit suicide. And the facts were completely wrong. KSTP knew they were wrong and reported it anyway. Huh. And the facts were is that the doctor that prescribed the anti-anxiety medication was the same doctor that deprescribed, and they tried to throw the blame on this naturopathy doctor instead of the actual doctor that prescribed it. And so that was the
they knowingly reported false information.
Yes. The truth must not be good enough for a story for them then.
In that situation, I guess it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting, too. By the way, when you were down at that parade in Minneapolis, didn't you see KSTP with the two of the biggest floats at the gay parade?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Passing out stuff. Channel 45 was there. Nice cars. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
That's interesting.
And we were there, too, making sure that people get the redemptive quality of Christ, that they understand that Christ can set them free from their sin and in their sin because we love mankind, and Christ called us to lose our life for our neighbor and to preach the gospel, the good news of
and
salvation.
And to love everybody in truth, regardless if they like it or not.
That's right.
Now, folks, what's going on down here is we're getting all these phone calls, and I'm looking at the girls saying, why are they dropping off? One guy is... cell broke down, and then he called back, and then he just left. People like to call in these little intervals, and they like to drop a line, and then they hang up. It's like, well, guys, come on. Are you afraid that, I don't know, 303 million people have the potential of possibly hearing what you have to say? That's what this is about. 1-877-807-9977. You know what I love about this radio show? It's not always fixed. And it's not always fixed because a lot of times, prophetically, the rabbit trails are the most important thing for people.
Yeah.
And that's what we hear from people. You always go right for the heart. And a lot of times you don't even know you're going there, mm-hmm. but people are really pulled to that at that particular situation.
Yeah.
That's giftings, folks. And that's the Holy Ghost.
That's when it shows.
He knows what you need to hear.
Yep. That's what it shows that it's about you, folks. It's not about an agenda or a...
Yeah, I hate... I cannot stand when people just drive it and drive it and drive it. We've been doing a whole bunch of new videos for WND and little tidbits, like 2 to 4 minute pieces. And people like to think that way because, for the most case, kids today, they have 7 second increments. They're used to change like that all the time. Every 7 seconds, their thought lives are changing.
Yeah.
If you watch 30 second commercials, sometimes there's up to 100 to 200 images in that 30 second commercial.
Jam as much as you can.
Totally.
You know, it's kind of
especially when you only have 2 hours. You know, on Saturday, yeah.
Start jamming.
Oh, you should see what it's like on Monday through Friday, folks. Trying to do a 1 hour show, it's like you have got to be kidding. We're done.
And folks,
and you got the gift of gab.
That 1 hour show is from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time, and you can hear that sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're on 6 days a week. You can get your fix. So there's always something new happening at the Sons of Liberty.
I'm just curious. Let's go back to Minneapolis. We were just talking about the press real quick. I'm just curious if the colleges in or at the U of M, I wonder if they could handle our program.
The U?
Seriously. No. I'm not even being facetious. I don't think they could handle it. And I'm wondering how the press would handle us because they would actually have to report what we said and what we meant in front of 1,000 people, 2,000 people.
Yeah.
How would they handle that? I don't think they could.
It seems like they would probably try to whine and complain because they don't just like the story.
What if we did this, Jake? Though, what if we did a 2-hour program?
Them?
Let's use the band.
Yeah.
We do the message, and then we'll open the floor up for 1 hour
let's
to answer
them.
Questions.
Sure.
That's right. And we'll film everything,
yeah.
And then we'll play it live back from Minneapolis-St. Paul, so they can really understand who the Sons of Liberty are without any of their baloney.
Yeah.
Thrown in on top of
just
it.
Just the truth. They would want the truth.
Remember
right?
the school that we did? There was 2,000 kids at the school. And the press came, unbeknownst to us, and I stopped in the assembly, and I said to the reporter, I said, so are you with the local news? And he said, yes. And I had enough experience at this time where I said to him, I said to all the kids in the room, folks, I said, guys, girls, I want you to read his report when I leave the school. Because you know exactly what I'm saying, and you know exactly what I'm doing. You know what the left hates about my ministry? Is that the young people love the ministry.
Yeah.
Because they love the truth.
What are we going to do?
Totally.
Oh.
We left that town the next morning. We got the paper. He did a huge spread on the ministry. And you know what? That guy put every single word that I said, a million people circulation in this particular town.
Yeah.
And he reported every word verbatim. And I respected him because he did that.
Mm-hmm.
How many can we say that in the state of Minnesota would actually report what needs true journalism?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think they could. If we did the university in even... I would even team up with a couple of these outlets.
Let's do it as a joint effort, folks.
No, really. And let
the people.
Let's see who's standing at the end of the day. And I think even our opposition would be surprised at, wait a second. Hey, these guys ain't what everybody wants them to be on the left. The right already knows who we are for the most part. And the problem with the right is we got a couple lefts in the right, too. You just can't tell the difference because of their haircut and their suits they wear and their little youth pastor glasses they wear.
Oh, don't pick on the glasses.
You get the point.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? I put this fleece out there right now to the left that constantly nitpick everything I say. Pull me into the college. Have 1,000 people there at least.
Because they'll come.
They will come. Rest assured. They will come.
Show up.
They will come. On the university campus of your choice and sponsor it, and you be sincere in your efforts, as will I be sincere, because I'm here for you as well. You advertise it. You do whatever you want. You give me the date, probably sometime in February at this point, and I will be there. And at the end of the show, at the end of the night, I want you to come on the radio with me after the fact, and I want you to be dead honest with me. I challenge you right now. I challenge every outlet in the state of Minnesota right now to do that. Take me up on my challenge. I will do it. Because this is what I do. I'm going to do it without you. But I will do it. And I would do a partnership with you to do this. And you give me all you got for that 1 hour at the very end. And then at the end of the day, you can paint the picture. But you have to get on the radio. I don't care if there's five of you. or if there's two of you, or if there's one of you, or if there's eight of you, you have to come back on the radio and you have to be honest, because you have to be honest in front of the students, the college students. But I really have the question, and I really put the question to everybody out there right now. I don't know that the colleges could handle us.
Yeah.
Because
it could be difficult.
No, it really would.
I wonder though, folks, and if you do this with these guys, would you be willing to do a suit and tie or a tracksuit?
No, I am who I am. And if
a tracksuit. You get the whole thing, folks.
I will wear a suit and tie when I want to wear a suit and tie.
That's right, baby, and not until then.
No, for real. I mean, there's not – listen, I got suits at home. I mean, dude, you want to talk about looking like Elvis, dude, in those duds?
Ooh.
The only thing I don't have is the
high cape?
Collar.
You don't have the, how about the cape?
No cape.
Okay.
I can get a cape.
A cape.
But I'll wear one when I want to wear one.
Yeah.
But I still am who I am, and I'm not going to conform to what they want me to look like. Listen, Paul said I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ.
Oh, and that's what's so tricky, because the fact that you brought up before, the youth eat it up. Well, what are we going to do with this
guy?
Oh,
college students would love it. They would love it.
He's not a suit and tie wearing, catering to the blue hair Republicans. How do we write about this guy? I just don't know. It's just killing me right now.
What they would want to do is make sure that everybody, because we'd probably be picketed a little bit, but I guarantee you in Minneapolis, we would have a lot of people show up.
Yeah. They'll show
up. So if you play fair.
Right on the college.
There's the fleece.
Hey, you know what? The college is your ground anyway, supposedly, right?
Some of them.
Yeah.
I suppose. I mean, they think they own the airwaves.
Yeah, even though nobody listens to what they have on the airwaves.
No,
they just
want to
regulate
them. No, the bottom line is I just sent the fleece out there, so I'll see this weekend as to what takes place.
Yeah.
But I will partner with as many as want to be partnered with to get this event going.
Which
we will do
group.
At least, there has to be at least 1,000 people, and you have to do the advertisement. And let me tell you, you're not going to have to spend a lot of money to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They will come, but you have to be fair.
Yep.
That's the bottom line.
And
it has to be fair.
And you get to share the microphone as well, so you get to put your
totally.
Thing in there. It's all about the people, right?
It will be about our program,
about
but you will be able to direct the questions and do whatever you want, but the problem... That's it. I don't need to add to or take away. I wanted to talk about abortion, Jake, and you took me out in left field. I mean, not only did you spill your water on your $1,700 computer.
I started thinking about all the ways I've screwed up this show.
Then you dropped the arm on your mic.
Oh, man, I did.
This is why we need to be on Skype, because if everybody was watching this right now, it's like, you know what? They would say, we want this 7 days a week.
Yeah, turn down the volume. Let's just
watch.
But
we got to honor the Sabbath, folks.
You got that right.
So.
But you can listen to us on the Sabbath, because a lot of you folks might even be looking for churches. I want somebody to tell like it is. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, right on the right side. Listen live 24 hours a day, 7
hundreds
days a week.
Just for my opposition again, this will help your advertisements. We have had hundreds of thousands of hits this year alone. Hundreds of thousands of hits.
Come see what people are hitting about. Don't just listen. Click. Hit. It's time to hit.
And call us.
Right here.
Hey, let's do this longer.
All right, longer. Let's do it.
You don't want me, Johnny. Come on, Johnny. Fire that weapon, Johnny. You don't got it in ya. Come on, Johnny. You're no Daisy. Johnny, what happened, Johnny? I thought you was fast.
Real fast.
Not fast enough for me.
Play for keeps.
This time it's legal.
Real legal.
Play for blood.
Play for blood.
Who's going to be left standing? Come on, Johnny!
Move it on.
Johnny! Come on, Johnny!
Let's see what they do, folks. Now, folks, you get to listen, and you get to see how they respond. The fleece has been sent. I will do something in February.
University of Minnesota.
University of Minnesota, one of the campuses
right
of your
campus.
Choice. You fill it up with everybody
in
that you think is going to hate everything we are.
Mm-hmm.
You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to come back with this final segment. 1-877-807-9977.
Maybe we'll bring our two listeners.
Yeah, why don't you hang
the My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com. YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello, this is Catherine with our company Spotlight. Today we want to recognize John LeBlanc from St. Therese in New Hope and in Brooklyn Park. For the past 5 years, John has been their development and marketing director. He certainly has found ways to improve the health and well-being of seniors at St. Therese. We actually had the privilege of sitting down with John. He had explained to us how balance disorders are a serious health concern that is impacting a large percentage of the population. One project that John LeBlanc is very proud of was finding the donors to purchase this expensive equipment. In fact, this is how Life Balance Center started at St. Therese in 2010. It has the state-of-the-art equipment with licensed physical therapists. Modern technology at St. Therese is now offering hope to seniors with balance-related problems. Most importantly, it improves balance and control, which leads for fewer falls and injuries. So if you want to experience commitment to spiritual, physical, and emotional care, my choice for assisted living is St. Therese. The Sons of Liberty Radio uses our company spotlight for those businesses who also hold our conservative values.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty.
Final segment.
Would you consider an abortion in these four situations? The father is sick. The mother has TB. They have four children. The first is blind. The second is dead. The third is deaf. And the fourth has TB. The mother finds out she's pregnant again. Now, given the extreme situation, would you recommend an abortion? Because if you would have killed Beethoven. Here's another scenario. Factual. A man raped a 13-year-old girl and she got pregnant. If you were her parents, would you consider recommending an abortion? Because if you would have, you'd have killed Ethel Waters, the great black gospel singer. Another scenario, factual. There's a preacher and a wife who are very, very poor. They have already had 14 kids. Now she finds out she's pregnant again with her 15th. They're living in tremendous poverty. Considering their poverty and the excessive world population, Yeah, right. Would you consider recommending an abortion? Because if you would have, you'd have killed John Wesley, the great field preacher. Last scenario. A teenage girl is pregnant. She is not married. Her fiancé is not the father of the baby, and he is very upset. Would you recommend an abortion? Because if you would have, you would have recommended the murder of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Murder. That's exactly
what abortion is not the answer. You don't snuff out a violence with another violence. Mm-hmm. Jump to the next topic. And as usual.
Just wait till the end.
Yes.
Are you guys almost done? Good.
Why? Why?
Keeps it colorful.
It does. And Heather's apparently having a long conversation again. Folks, when Heather calls in.
Got to make sure we screen.
When you call in, Heather likes to talk. Yeah, you just got to say, Sons of Liberty, are you flaky? If not, we'll bring you on. Okay, yeah, another caller not going on air. What are you guys afraid of? You think I'm going to bite you or something?
Do you think flaky people would say that they're not flaky?
No.
They would actually say, yeah, I'm a flaky.
When you say flaky people, one person came to mind real quick, and he's a pretty cool guy. But boy, dude, when it comes to scriptural stuff, he's flaky.
Do you think he would consider himself another, flaky?
We get more calls with not even talking about the right topic. What do they think they're calling the Mr. Bean radio show or what?
Mr. Bean?
Yeah. With the other day being Veterans Day, I thought it appropriate to tell you the most recently. This is a fact, folks. I had a radio station manager approach me because I was calling out Obama's corruption on the air. He then admits that he knows President Obama is un-American, reckless, ignorant, and even corrupt. But then he went on to say he's still the President of the United States, and we need to honor him as such, and his office as such, saith he, who knows very little of what he talks about in the first place. I said, honor him as such? I said, you've got to be out of your mind to think that I'm going to honor any individual in any office that steps on the sacrifice of our veterans who ratified the Constitution of the United States with their blood. End of story. Oh, and by the way, it's the same Constitution that those in office swear to uphold. What, the veterans are supposed to bleed, fight, and die? But the politicians can go ahead and disgrace the sacrifice? No. Folks, when we tolerate corruption in government, then we dishonor the price that the veterans paid. I'm in fact honoring the office of the president when I point out that which corrupts the office he holds. That's what patriots do. I will never honor any man or woman in office that disrespects the sacrifice of those who put them there. Never, never, never. And neither will anyone that is a true American patriot. Yeah, here we go. Folks, am I missing something?
No, can I talk
about... Hey, we love you, man, but we're coming to the end of our 2 hours, and now, folks, we're just lighting up again. Now, I don't know. I mean, maybe they're on coffee that's decaffeinated.
Maybe they just want to talk to Heather.
They could be. Now, this is like, folks, like the sixth or seventh phone call, and we haven't talked to one of you yet. And usually what happens is if one will call in and break it open, then we'll get a whole mess of phone calls right after that. That's how that works. Let me go on. Now, I want to leave this on a positive note, talking about Veterans Day. I will be the first one to stand behind those in office that do honor the veterans and the Constitution, for which we should all magnify. Even those that are in the office, hypocritical radio.
That's right.
Manager. Here you go. I'm gonna take this. Okay, we'll take this one. We got an Ohio phone call real quick here. World War I, 116,000 men died, bled, fought to ratify the Constitution. World War II, 405,000 fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution. Korea, 38,000 fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution. Vietnam, God bless every one of you, 58,209 men and women fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution. Iraq, 4,484 to date. Folks, if anything, America Seeing their sacrifices should show you what you not tolerate in office rather than allowing their bloodshed to be trampled upon. There is no excuse for what this administration has done to the American people if we would honor the sacrifice. And in spiritual things, the same things with the Son of God. Lauren, Ohio School, welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
And I got this echo going on,
Ooh,
isn't that cool? And don't think I'm double-minded. You know, men need to be told things twice.
What was that?
Yeah, that's right. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Lauren. You go ahead and shoot it out there.
Okay, I'm getting there. Okay. Hey, I just watched the prayer that rocked the Capitol.
Yes.
I was going to call Nicole and, you know, give her my comments, but you guys are making fun about the people. Lots of people listen, and we just like to hear your commentary.
Cool.
So just because people aren't calling doesn't mean they're not listening.
You know, I told my Lauren, you know what, my brother one time, I said, you know what, I'm just sitting there just kicking this out, and I'm giving my heart, and it's like, people, come on. Because when we do events, there's a whole mess of people showing up every time, right? And he said, Bradley, he goes, they don't need to call in because you're just making points. And it's like, oh, that's good, like the point on the top of my head. So you're right, Lauren. I like listening to my commentary, too.
Well,
is that arrogant or what?
Hey, so listen, on
yes.
the schools,
yes.
the situation that we've got is four generations of children being taught in school, they don't know what the Constitution says.
Right.
They don't know what the Bible says.
Right.
We have a country full of Christmas Christians. We love our parties and our holy days, our parties, but we don't know the Word of God. How in the world are we supposed to get through this if we don't even know the Ten Commandments?
That's right.
We're worshiping men. We're doing what they say. We're giving them access to our children every day to lie to them, to shape them, to mold them into what you see. 60, 70-year-old pedophiles raping little 10-year-olds, and the guy that came in and saw it puts his shoes away, and, well, I went and talked to the coach. What in the world? I'm a woman,
yeah.
And I would have picked up a bench and brained the guy. I mean,
Lauren, let me make a point, though, because we only got about a minute and a half. Did you also know McQueary, the one that actually walked in on Sandusky, criminalizing that little boy, did you also know after that he also went golfing with Sandusky and also did fundraisers for his second mile for Sandusky?
And how hard is that?
Oh my gosh. I mean, you want to talk about charges coming down the line, they're coming. They are coming.
They should, but again, no. You still have people who don't understand that accessory after the fact, that you have an obligation to protect the innocent.
That's right.
And so, I love your show. Just don't worry that people are calling.
Oh, we're not worried. We're not worried. That's why I say things twice. Because then it sounds like I'm doing more. It sounds like that I'm doing more, so nobody has time to call. But they are calling, Lauren. That's the problem. I'm looking back. There's like, bring him on.
Let's get on the air. Yeah,
yeah, so thank you, Lauren, for the word of encouragement. I mean, now we can go on for another week.
That's right.
Thank you. In all sincerity, thank you very much. But no, it's not that people aren't calling. It's just they're making off-air comments, and I don't know why they do that. And you know what's going to happen when we hang up the phone? Or we're off the air here?
Call.
Yeah, they're going to call, right? I don't know why. We're not mean guys.
No.
We're young guys.
Young.
And we're not from Bangkok.
No.
Some young guy.
America.
Some young guy. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, we love you by what we do.